Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center in Riverside rescues, rehabs, and retrains horses for partnership with children and adults with special needs, including students with disabilities and veterans with post-traumatic stress. Later today, Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center will be hosting their Galactic Derby fundraiser, and we're invited. Here to tell us more is founder and director of operations, Stephanie Bush. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Pepper, for having me.
Start by telling us about how Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center got started and when and where it was established.
Well, I was volunteering at church and got a large group of kids with autism that not many people understood what to do with at that time. And I worked with somebody who had been a therapeutic riding instructor and was finding out how beneficial the horses were through them. And I thought that was awesome. And then I met a woman who was a model, and she was suicidal because she got into a car accident with a drunk driver and she was in a wheelchair. So through working at the Shea Center and doing hypotherapy, she was able to walk with a cane, and that ultimately saved her life. And that just sparked my interest in, you know, I loved horses. I had been rescuing horses for many years, and that sparked my interest in being able to help partner with different horses and help as many humans as possible, since the horses had done so much work on myself included.
So you found that the horses and humans helped heal each other.
Exactly. It's kind of like a recycle program. You know, I wasn't planning on using the rescue horses. That was just kind of my passion and my heart previously. But then as I was picking up different clients and students when I first began, they were connecting with the rescue horses and their stories better than they were these typical horses that knew their job, per se.
Tell us about the programs you offer at Trinity Riding Center.
Right now, our main program is therapeutic riding. And through just the horsemanship of learning to partner with a horse, connect with a horse, take care of the horse, and learn how to ride the horse, there's so many different benefits. We can have people who are working on their speech therapy, their physical therapy, their occupational therapy. Just being around these magnificent animals just helps diffuse anxiety in a matter of seconds. They're just so miraculous, and it never ceases to amaze me every time I see somebody who meets up with a horse and I don't think it's a good match. And it's just amazing what ends up happening.
Tell us about your motto, the bond between horse and human heals.
Well, that just kind of came about. One of my first horses, Amber, she had put the motto on my heart, always making better equine relationships. And that was part of my training motto. And then when I got my certification through Path International to become a therapeutic riding instructor, and I started working with some of the clientele, I just started noticing that instant connections and bonds were happening across the board. Didn't matter if it was traumatic brain injury, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, veterans with PTSD. I mean, the list goes on and on. The bond was just helping these people feel better and have hope in their life. And that was one of the biggest things that I noticed, is the horses gave us that little speck of hope. And that's what everybody needs, right? We just need that little piece of hope and to keep going and fulfill our purpose. Just through the basic connection and being around the horses with their heart energy and their vibration that's just so much higher than ours, just from the first glance, you see healing happen and miracles happen, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, whether it be cognitive. You know, we've seen so many people who, you know, have such lack of confidence and such a high amount of fear. And through the bond of the horse, their healing starts and continues.
And what's your mission?
Our mission is to rescue and rehab horses, to retrain them for the possible partnership with children and adults with special needs.
How are you funded?
We are a nonprofit, so we are sponsor and donor funded. We have gotten a couple different grants, but we found that being community supported and supporting our community is the best way to go. So we have private donors that sponsor our horses and sponsor our students to help us fund all of our lessons.
What are charter funds and do you accept them?
Yes. We're a vendor for multiple charter schools, and it's for our homeschooling students. And this gives them the opportunity to not only get their community service if something like that is needed for graduation, but also for them to get their physical education, for them to just get socialization and recreational, which is a lot of what a lot of our kiddos right now are lacking, is that socialization and, you know, just being able to have that peace in their life so that that way they can continue on with what they're doing.
So the kids don't have to be 18 to volunteer with your organization?
No, we actually start at 12 is what our contracts say, but we have volunteers as young as 5-6 years old. And as long as they have a little shadow mentor, you know, they can sweep, they can rake hay, they can clean out chicken coops, they can collect eggs, they can scrub grain buckets, they can groom horses. There's an opportunity for everybody.
Tell us about the people you serve.
Well, we're a very diverse family at TTRC. We serve veterans that have PTSD. We serve a large group of kids and adults with autism, people with Down syndrome, people with spina bifida, traumatic brain injury. There's nothing that the horse can't help. And we all, everybody says, you know, we work with people with different disabilities. We actually work with people with different abilities because each of us have challenges that we're working through. And we each have different abilities that we can bring to the table. So that's what's really cool about the horse is it gives us a non-judgmental baseline where everybody is just included.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Bush, founder and director of operations for Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center in Riverside. What does a lesson at Trinity entail?
Well, we do horsemanship lessons. So it's not just about we tack up and get you on and have you ride a horse. It's about that connection. That's where the bond and the healing really helps. So we really like to get our students engaged with the horses, learning about how much care that they need, learning that some of our horses are rescues, have different supports that they may need and different restrictions that they might have. So it goes from haltering the horse to leading the horse, being able to have a 1,000-pound animal at your side and being that leader and focused on where you're going, tacking up the horse, remembering the different types of clothes per se or tack that the horses wear, and then getting to know the different parts of the horse, the movements of the horse, the muscles of the horse, the bone structures of the horse. So it's not just riding, but that is a huge part of it as well. So after they learn a lot of the basic horsemanship and care of the horse, then we get them on the horse. Some of our clients, we have a mounting ramp to assist them out of their wheelchairs to get on 4-hoof drive out of 2 wheels, and other students that might need 2 sidewalkers on each side to help them balance and stay safe with a leader. So each individual lesson is custom created for each person. So depending on what support and what goals that they have, we custom create lessons to help them obtain those goals.
What can students expect to experience at Trinity Riding Center?
A lot more hands-on with the horses. Going to different centers, I noticed that a lot of the horses were cranky, and I didn't like that because I like horses a little bit more than people. So we're running programs with just a few amount of horses and a lot of stress and responsibility. And then a lot of the horses weren't getting that connection. So what I found was if I could increase the number of horses that were working, then they didn't have to have such a high workload. And then that way they can work with different clients that they really enjoy. And that helped boost the morale of the horses wanting to work. Our horses come straight to the front of the gate, you know, waiting for their students. If their students are sick, they're looking for them. So it's really awesome to see how much the horses really enjoy it. And then that way the students get that benefit too. They get to see the different personalities, see that each horse has its own quirks and different challenges that they're working through. And so each student gets that one-on-one connection with a horse. And then because we have a variety of horses, they get to kind of partner with different horses and find what's the best match for them.
How many horses are in the programs?
Right now we have 18 working horses that do the therapeutic riding. And then we have 6 mini horses that are super awesome that came into our program. Huge blessing that just helps some of the kids who have a little bit more anxiety, you know, a little bit smaller of an equine or horse to learn all that leadership and haltering and grooming and different things. Although the smaller ones can be a little bit more spicy, as they say.
Where do these horses come from?
We have different ways that we get them. Some horses, the owners have passed away, and so the families are struggling to find a place for their horses. Some of them, we partner with different people who own them but don't have enough time to give to them with the exercise and different care that they need. So we lease them from them, and then that way we can give them a job to be able to work with some of the students and enjoy their life instead of just sitting in a backyard. And so there's a variety of different ways. We have a couple horses that we've adopted from Knott's Berry Farm that have retired. So we do have quite a few older horses, which I used to deny them in the beginning. I thought there's no way, we needed younger horses to partner with. But some of our old grandmas and grandpas are just amazing on how well they teach these kids and mother and father these kids into their horsemanship journey.
Tell us about the different personalities you see in the horses.
Well, we have quite a few different personalities. We have our mares, who are a little bit more on the sassy side, a little bit more particular on how you communicate with them. And then we have some of our geldings that are a little bit more goofy. Some of them, like Mr. Casper, is one of the favorites on the ranch, and he loves Werther's butterscotch, and he's definitely a big foodie, and he loves to take selfies. He loves when the phone comes out because he knows it's all about him. He's a big ham. He loves to get painted and decorated and get his hoofs all glittered up and stuff, and just really enjoys, I think, the joy and the laughter that he has surrounding him with his different friends that come to the ranch.
And tell us about your therapy horses.
Our therapy horses, we all like them to participate with their personality and put forth what they do. They're not just robots that are just going to give a ride and then go back to their stall. We really want to incorporate, you know, like we have Miss Lass. You better talk to her nicely, and you better be clear about your communication. So she makes sure that you slow down and you focus and you pay attention. You know, Casper kind of gives a little bit more leeway for his students to where he likes to just kind of have fun. He's actually one of the best horses that plays cornhole. That's one of his fun games. And it's just awesome. We have a cranky mare, Miss Lucy. She mama mares a lot of our students with a lot of energy and makes sure that they focus and slow down and pay attention and do their schoolwork. So it's really cool to just not have them be these magnificent creatures who are just doing a job, but they're also putting forth themselves into the lesson plan.
So you mentioned collecting eggs earlier, yes, which sounds like you have different types of animals at Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center.
We sure do. And the animal therapy across the board is amazing. For our seniors with senile dementia and Alzheimer's, it's unreal how I love to see the grannies and grandpas, you know, collecting eggs and, you know, feeding the chickens their mealworms and different stuff. So we have a group of chicks that the kids have hand raised. We have a therapy tortoise who is awesome. He just came out of hibernation, so everybody's really excited about that. And we have a couple goats that are really spunky. And then, like I said, we have our minis and our horses.
Tell us about the different events that Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center presents throughout the year.
We have two big fundraising events. We have our annual derby that's usually in May, and we have our hoedown, which is in October, that celebrates a lot of our country families and stuff. And we also facilitate summer camps for some of our students. And then we also offer different parties and programs for different groups. We have a senior center that comes out. We work with a group of women who've been rescued from human trafficking. So we have private groups that we work with where we do some crafting, we do some spa station, you know, learning some care of the horses and beautifying the horses, and then some groundwork, you know, with the horses, connecting with them from the ground as well as riding.
One of those events takes place later today. Tell us about the Galactic Derby fundraiser.
Oh, we're so excited about this. So this is our third annual derby, and our little minis come out, and this year it's a Galactic Derby because it's on May 4th, so it's May the Horse Be With You. So our six minis are all representing a character from Star Wars, and they do a little derby lap for our guests who enjoy a wonderful dinner, and we have live music and dancing and auction. And we have a great performance from our Riverside Cowgirl Drill Team that comes out, as well as one of our students sings the national anthem. So it's a really fun family event that's really exciting, and well, I look forward to seeing who's the winner of the derby this year.
And of course, this is like a play on the Kentucky Derby, which took place yesterday.
Correct.
So, how fun is that?
Yes. So we do. Yeah, we do the play on the Kentucky Derby because we do have a couple rescue horses that are from the track, and they have come and partnered with our students and just done amazing. And also the Knott's horses that were retired, they're all off the track thoroughbreds. So we get to partner with them, and they are just a hoot because they've been pulling the stagecoach and, you know, involved with so many different people at Knott's Berry Farm. And then they come to our ranch and, you know, just help our littles and bigs, you know, just have a better quality quality of life.
When and where is this event taking place?
It is at the Santa Rosa Gavilan Hills Equestrian Center, and it is May 4th from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m.
And how can we get information on today's Derby fundraiser?
You can get information from our website at trinityridingcenter.com.
And people can just show up to the event and get tickets?
You can show up to the event and get tickets, or there's a link on our website that can get you the tickets ahead of time so you can pre-purchase.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Bush, founder and director of operations for Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center in Riverside. What ages do you give lessons to?
We typically start at the age of 4, and then I think our oldest student is 92. She doesn't quite let us know, but she looks great. So I think it's 92, which we don't age out for anybody. But we do have some students that require a little bit more assistance earlier, so we start some of them as young as 2.
Tell us about the volunteer opportunities.
Oh, we love our volunteers. So we have an amazing group of teens that a lot of times they come just to get away from home, be with the animals, get their community service hours, and then they end up staying and becoming part of the family and then end up growing up. And we have a couple that are part-time instructors now as they go through college. So our volunteers, you know, get that horse connection because not everybody can afford to have the lessons or get the sponsors to be able to facilitate their lessons. So volunteering is a great opportunity where you can come and you can choose to just be with the horses and the horse care, where you're picking up poop, cleaning waters, grooming horses, you know, raking hay, cleaning feed, grain buckets, supplements, all kinds of stuff. And then what's funny is a lot of our volunteers come in, they just want to deal with the horses. You know, that's it. Don't give me the people. Don't give me the kids. I don't want anything to do with it. And then they start watching some of our students, you know, getting out of wheelchairs, started walking, starting hearing some of our students who wouldn't speak before, now speaking in sentences. Mm-hmm. And so it touches their heart, and then they want to help facilitate some of the lessons. So we offer leadership where if they practice and they test well, they can lead the horses for some of the lessons. And then a lot of our volunteers don't know that they have a gift of teaching. So sometimes I'll just kind of throw them in there to kind of help with a lesson. And they do what's called sidewalking, which is also, you know, helping communicate what the lesson plan is for the instructor. And they find out how talented they are with their teaching. So there's opportunities for everybody. We have different projects that we do. We're building fences, building shelters, cleaning out our tack shack that we're starting up. So there's always opportunity for everybody.
And tell us about your location.
We are in the Lake Matthews area of Riverside off of El Sobrante.
It is a magical place to be.
It is awesome. We actually moved from the other side of the lake on Cahalco at a beautiful 3-acre ranch, but it was very hilly. So we were blessed to be able to lease 5 acres on El Sobrante, and it's flat and gives us more opportunity for growth. And we're actually blessed that we are broke over 100 students a week just last month.
What are your hours of operation?
We are open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 7 a.m. till about 1, and then going into summer hours, we'll be opening up again about 4 to 8.
What happens to the therapy horses once they can't provide services anymore?
Well, that was one reason why I chose PATH International for my certification and as a, becoming a member center through them, is because they care about the horses. They care about when they come for the accreditation. They care about the quality of feed, the water, how the horses look, their shoes, their trims. And so they want to know what the succession plan is for these horses. So Trinity has donors and sponsors that will sponsor them till the end of their life so they can stay with us. And then we also have host ranches who foster them once they can't perform their job anymore. But what's really cool is that even the older horses that can't be ridden anymore, they can still do a lot of different work with just the connecting and team building and different family bonding exercises that has nothing to do with riding and just, you know, learning more about yourself through the interaction with the horses.
How many students do you serve each week?
About 107 each week.
What special certification do the instructors have to have in order to serve the students?
Well, we hold PATH International Certification, which is the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International, and they hold the highest level of safety standards in the industry. So each year we have to acquire CEUs for continued education, and they offer many clinics and different programs to where we can continue with working with other centers to learn, to grow, to help support our community the best as we can.
What does that mean to be a PATH International member center?
What that means is that we're contracted with PATH International to hold up those highest safety standards in the industry, whether it be on the ground or in the saddle, so that that way it's not only safe for the horses, but it's also safe for individuals, because horses are a dangerous hobby. They're big animals.
What are your goals for this year?
Our goal is to be able to fund for our entire business operation cost for the year through more business sponsorships. So we have a lot of personal donors and sponsors, which is awesome, but we're looking for more businesses in our area to be able to help fund our program so that way we can open up larger programs, say for our veterans and different things.
What would you say your greatest needs are right now?
Our greatest needs are always hay. Hay is one of the biggest things. And then rider sponsorships, because not all of our students are able to either be part of a charter school or be able to fund for their lessons. And we do also work with a regional center, which is really nice that Inland Regional Center right now is actually reimbursing some of our students for their horsemanship lessons, which is awesome.
What does sponsorship of a horse entail?
Usually the cost is between $250 and $500, and that takes care of the entire care of the horse. So for them feeding, their supplements, their medications, their farrier, which is their hoofs. Our horses get chiropractic, they get massage, they get dentistry, you know, their worming, all the basic care that horses need every year, and their vet care, you know, emergency costs. That's what that sponsorship pays. And then also that sponsorship takes part in every lesson that that horse provides, because if we can help these horses stay as healthy and happy as possible, then they can provide as many lessons to help change lives.
How can a business sponsor an event, student, or a horse?
They can contact through our website or contact us straight through our email, trinityridingcenter@gmail.com, so that way they can sponsor however they feel. Some of the businesses prefer to sponsor our students because they want to fund different groups, and others want to sponsor the horses specifically because they understand that we keep the horses healthy and happy, then we can keep our doors open and keep serving our community.
Do you offer paid lessons as well?
We do offer typical lessons, as they call, although I don't think there's typical anymore. I think we're all challenged in some way, right? So yes, we offer lessons for all.
And how about private or group sessions?
We do. Some people prefer just the one-on-one private sessions. We collaborate with different people's therapists if that's something that they would like, which is really cool because some of these therapists getting out of the clinic start understanding how you get so much more results that are lasting and impactful in a ranch environment with a horse than you do in a classroom or in a clinical environment.
And how about special group sessions?
We do custom group sessions for different groups, such as like senior centers, like I said, for women who've been rescued from trafficking. We have different groups that we work with them. Some of the foster youth, we're certified with Stable Moments, so that way we have some 10-month programs that we do with our foster youth to help them.
I've been speaking with Stephanie Bush, founder and director of operations for Trinity Therapeutic Riding Center in Riverside. How can someone contact you to get more information?
They can reach us through our website, trinityridingcenter.com, or our email, trinityridingcenter@gmail.com, or directly through our phone number, 951-850-2956.
And of course, your Galactic Derby fundraiser takes place later today.
Yes.
Folks are still welcome to join you for that.
Yes.
When and where is that taking place again?
It's at the Santa Rosa Gavilan Hills Equestrian Center in Paris, California, just about 12 minutes from our ranch. It's a beautiful equestrian center with an amazing arena that our little minis are going to be running their hearts out to fund for our, we're actually working on funding for our lift for our mounting ramp this year.
Anything else you want us to know?
Just come out and enjoy the horses. Come see what we're all about and see how we can help support you and how you can help support us.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for everything that you are doing to help the creatures and the humans in our community. And I hope today's fundraiser is a huge success.
Thank you, Pepper, for having us. I really appreciate it.